Welcome to the Sermon Podcast from St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Columbia, Missouri. Here are this week's scripture readings and the sermon.
A reading from Isaiah. Thus says the Lord, maintain justice and do what is right, for soon my salvation will come and my deliverance be revealed. And the foreigners who join themselves to the Lord, to minister to him, to love the name of the Lord, and to be his servants, all who keep the Sabbath and do not profane it and hold fast my covenant, these I will bring to my holy mountain and make them joyful in my house of prayer. Their burnt offerings and their sacrifices will be accepted on my altar, for my house shall be called a house of prayer for all peoples. Thus says the Lord God, who gathers the outcasts of Israel. I will gather others to them besides those who already gather. Word of God, word of life. Let's read Psalm 67 responsively. May the Lord be merciful to us and bless us. May the light of God's face shine upon us.
Let your way be known upon earth, your saving health among all nations.
Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you.
Let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for you judge the peoples with equity and guide all nations on earth.
Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you.
The earth has brought forth its increase. God, our own God, has blessed us.
May God give us his blessing, and may all the ends of the earth stand in awe. Our second reading is a reading from Romans. Paul writes, I ask then, has God rejected his people? By no means. I myself am an Israelite, a descendant of Abraham, a member of the tribe of Benjamin. God has not rejected his people whom he foreknew. For the gifts and the calling of God are irrevocable, just as you were once disobedient to God, but now have received mercy because of their disobedience. So they have now been disobedient in order that, by the mercy shown to you, they too may now receive mercy. For God has imprisoned all in disobedience so that he may be merciful to all. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus called the crowd to him and said to them, listen and understand. It is not what goes into the mouth that defiles a person, but it is what comes out of the mouth that defiles. Then the disciples approached and said to him, do you know that the Pharisees took offense when they heard what you said? He answered, every plant that my heavenly Father has not planted will be uprooted. Let them alone. They are blind, guides of the blind. And if one blind person guides another, both will fall into a pit. But Peter said to him, explain this parable to us. And he said, are you also still without understanding? Do you not see that whatever goes into the mouth enters the stomach and goes out into the sewer? But what comes out of the mouth proceeds from the heart, and this is what defiles. For out of the heart come evil intentions, murder, adultery, fornication, theft, false witness, slander. These are what defiles a person, but to eat with unwashed hands does not defile. Jesus left that place and went away to the district of Tyre and Sidon. Just then, a Canaanite woman from that region came out and started shouting, have mercy on me, Lord, son of David. My daughter is tormented by a demon. But he did not answer her at all. And his disciples came and urged him, saying, send her away, for she keeps shouting after us. He answered, I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. But she came and knelt before him, saying, Lord, help me. He answered, It is not fair to take the children's food and throw it to the dogs. She said, Yes, Lord, yet even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table. Then Jesus answered her, Woman, great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you wish. And her daughter was healed instantly. The Gospel of the Lord. The beginning of a school year presents all kinds of stresses. Parents may worry that their child will thrive in their classroom or with their teachers or in relationship with their peers. Students of all ages may struggle with transition from one grade level to the next, or school, or other setting to their new situation. Whether a change in classroom, a change in teacher, a change in school, so much can raise concern. Teachers also talk about the stresses of new schools, or administrators, or subject matter. To be sure, the news media reports on the stresses of those teachers trying to meet the requirements of new laws in their setting. Of course, all of this stress accompanies anticipation and excitement about the semester and the year ahead. The beginning of a school year offers so much possibility and joy and hope. In good both and fashion, all of this bears truth at the same time. Today, the saints of St. Andrew's will pray a litany together, blessing students and teachers and administrators and staff and parents. The prayers seek to encompass everyone who shares in the educational enterprise, from the very youngest to the most advanced field of study. At every level, happy potential and fearful anxiety can all get swept together. Some may have listened to the readings for today and thought, why didn't the preacher exercise evangelical freedom and change the scripture for this day, particularly with the blessing of the students? The short answer says, because the lectionary holds the church to wrestle with difficult things. One might argue that the same applies in school. In order for students to grow and learn, they need challenge. Through confronting hard questions that often do not have easy answers, everyone sees the world a little more broadly. Sometimes the questions have no definitive answer. Learning to think one's way through the question affords a chance to build awareness, compassion even, for those who see things differently. Today, religious leaders confront Jesus. We didn't hear that part of the scriptures about the practices of his disciples. They don't wash their hands. Those disciples don't wash their hands according to the tradition of the elders. What Jesus parses out involves how faithful people discern the most important things. Does bodily purity, such as hand washing practices, hold highest importance? Or does spiritual purity, such as tending how one expresses their faith in relationship with others, hold greatest sway? One challenge comes from discerning how the tradition of the elders supports God's intent. Rabbinic tradition had extended several temple purity practices to the whole household. In some cases, The purity practices presented great challenges to those living their daily life. For example, hungry disciples walking through a field of grain with no water easily accessible to wash their hands. It bears remembering that hand sanitizer reflects a relatively recent invention. Jesus responds to the question by raising the stakes. He asks the leaders how their traditions break the commandment of God. He cites an instance where people distort the tradition to do the exact opposite of what the law commands. Remember that the core of the commandments in the Old Testament says to love God and love neighbor. And loving one's neighbor means explicitly caring for, standing up for, feeding and clothing and walking with those who are crushed by the rules. Hebrew law calls for care for the least among us. Their way of naming that is the widow and the orphan and the foreigner in the land, those who have no resources to support themselves. Consider who in the United States find themselves discriminated against using the law. Whether biblical law or civil law, Jesus challenges rigid legalism. For so many, the law of God and the law of the land get twisted in ways that put those people at risk, that put the most vulnerable at risk. Sometimes the twist comes in a form that becomes unrecognizable from God's intent. Perhaps the desire came from a place of seeking the good, faithful way. Give them credit for that. What Jesus seeks to address, though, comes from a place where out of that, and as it gets twisted, evil intentions get wrapped up. Such evil intention betrays spiritual purity. The spiritual failing gets expressed by word and deed with that withhold the good or outright oppress the vulnerable in the community. As students return to classrooms, they may find themselves standing up for classmates who experience bullying, harassment, and exclusion. Jesus stands up for his disciples and calls each one of those who follow his way to stand up. Stand up in the face of discrimination, whether by racism and white supremacy or heterosexism against sexual orientation and gender identification, or by class or by wealth. Stand up for Jesus' commitment that the reign of God is a place where mature spirituality seeks to include and welcome all people and ensure that everyone has a place to grow in faith, to grow in relationship with God and community, to grow in service grounded in God's love for all creation. Avoid rigid legalism that is employed for one's own personal sake. Rather, seek compassion and love for the sake of others.
Thank you for listening. You are welcome to join St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Columbia, Missouri for worship any weekend. More information can be found at saintandrewslutheran.org. That's saintandrewslutheran.org. Have a glorious week.